Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
All right, long layoff for the Chiefs. It's going to be about a 24-day layoff when it's all said and done. When the game kicks off tomorrow at 3:30, game you can hear right here on Sports Radio 610. Texans and Chiefs, a long layoff. Mitch Holthus is the play-by-play announcer for the Kansas City Chiefs. He's there, Mark Vandermeer. And he has a podcast. Am I correct on that, Seth?
It's some kind of Chiefs podcast. It's on their website. Yep. It's their It's a corporate entity.
He talked about the long layoff for Patrick Mahomes.
Now, one thing of note: Patrick Mahomes will have the longest time period from his last snap of the regular season to the first snap of the postseason of any quarterback in NFL postseason history. The previous was Warren Moon in 1993. I believe it was 22 days, and this would be 23 days.
So, he just glided past that. It was an hour-long podcast that I was not going to listen to in its entirety. Maybe later on they addressed the fact that the team with the long layoff in that situation ended up losing in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So Warren Moon, ironically enough, for the Oilers, was the guy who is currently has the longest layoff before the playoffs. He did not play horribly in the game at all, but they lost. The Oilers lost to the Chiefs in that game. So whatever amount of rust or whatever, that would perhaps that factored into a little bit. The Oilers had beat the Chiefs 30-0 early in the season that year. So that was, way more of a bludgeoning that the Oilers and Warren Moon had put on the Chiefs than the Chiefs put on the Texans this time around. I thought it was interesting when we had Carrington Harrison from Kansas City on earlier. He didn't deny or think that there was nothing to the rust factor. This is a long layoff for a lot of guys, and who knows if it will or will not be a factor. I think that if there is a chance for it to be a factor, it's probably going to show up in the first quarter more so than later in the game. Because even a guy like Chris Jones, the defensive lineman, he's one of the best defensive linemen this decade. But there is a little bit of reaction time that when you come back and you've had a long layoff from actual game action, I know a lot of guys, and it's individual, but a lot of guys feel like, man, it does take at least a couple series to get back into making the right reads and just getting the tempo of everything.
Yeah.
I personally used to feel that way as a player.
Yeah.
So as long as there's a few guys that are that way, and they had so many guys rest, take so much rest, and Chris Jones is also coming off of an ankle injury.
Yes.
Whatever wrinkles or anything you can do to take advantage of just even a slightly lowered reaction time by the Chiefs, do it ASAP. Whatever wrinkles, it doesn't even necessarily have to be in the form of trick plays, but tendency busters, all of that, just unleash it in that first quarter, and maybe there's an opportunity there.
What's the longest you went without playing healthy? I'm not talking about coming off an injury, but like healthy, is the longest you've ever gone without playing just the normal bye week, like 2 weeks without playing?
Yeah. So I don't, like, for a long layoff, it would be because of injury, but that's still, the reaction time is still a part of that.
Sure.
It's coming back from the injury is one thing, but then also just getting into the flow of the game is another. And I always felt like even, sometimes even out at practice, you can feel it. If you haven't practiced in a few weeks, it's just everything's not as crisp. You're just all those little the reads that you have to make, your footwork, everything's just a little bit off, and it takes a little while to just get back into going that speed again. So it's when you got 11 guys on that side of the ball. As long as you got a few guys that maybe are still feeling their way back into it because they've had 22 or 23 days off.
There's
an advantage to be had there. And it might be passing. It might only be one or two series, but there's very good chance that it's there.
I think it's that way in every job. I think that's a very relatable thing, like not working at your regular job at a high level for that long a period of time. It's almost a month, okay? It's been almost a month since the Chiefs, since several of the Chiefs, the most important Chiefs, played in a football game. And I just think, like, I think when I'm gone on vacation for 10 or 12 days or 2 weeks, like coming back in, just the routines you get into, like before the show, in the rundown, like doing live reads, like just they're like, I think it's a very relatable thing for a lot of people. Like, think how long it takes you to get back, or you know, think of the run up period for you to get back to doing your job at a normal level. Like, it usually takes a few times going through the routine before you're doing it again.
So I would, be interested to see if like high performance industries, like fighter pilots, like I'm sure they've got all kinds of data on. If a fighter pilot doesn't fly in a simulator for a month or something, then all of a sudden has to hop back in. They probably don't have him doing barrel rolls against live fire right away or something.
No. Let's see. Text message. I can't wait to see when Mahomes scrambles and he's going to be looking for Azeez Al-Shaair in fear. Azeez's presence on the field impacts the Mahomes scrambling effect, I think, a little bit here.
Yeah, I think that because – and we've heard – Andy Reid talked about it this week, but just how they call him Zero because of his jersey number, how much Zero stands out because of his feet, his speed and his ability to get sideline to sideline. But Aaron Rodgers earlier in the season when he was on the McAfee show saying that, oh, wow, yeah, I remember seeing him on film and thinking, wow, if I were playing against him, I'd want to know where he is all the time. So, and in that, yeah, Pat Mahomes, his runs against the Texans a few weeks ago, he's still going to have some runs for positive yardage, but it's different with Azeez out there on the field.
Yeah.
Not just because, okay, you might be scared that you're going to get Trevor Lawrence
get
or
splattered,
something.
Splattered,
But just that he's going to recognize it faster and he can get to you better and more efficiently. So Azeez's hopefully ability to limit Pat Mahomes as a runner, not in any kind of dirty fashion or anything like that, just by being a good football player, it's one of the big factors in this game.
He doesn't scramble for 15 yards and a touchdown like he did in week 16 if Azeez Al-Shaair's on the field. I feel pretty strongly about that.
Yeah. Well, and those two were right up the middle on that touchdown drive, right? If I'm remembering them in the proper sequence.
I think so.
Because he had that other – he had a nice run where he ran off to the left sideline too. But yeah, it's that hidden yardage that doesn't show up in his passing stats. And people aren't looking at, you don't look at Mahomes rushing stats the same way you look at Lamar Jackson or Jalen Hurts or somebody like that. But I'd argue that Mahomes is probably one of the most effective runners in the league as quarterback in terms of when he chooses to do it and how it affects the passing game too. It opens things up in the passing game. It puts that doubt and uncertainty in the linebackers and the safeties' minds about, all right, when do I come up to be a run defender versus how long do I stay in coverage? That's a big deal. And then hopefully, CJ Stroud and his ability to run last week, hopefully I would love to just go ahead and say, all right, you know what? Yeah, we'll go just run some genuine zone reads with CJ this week as a wrinkle, or some RPOs with quarterback run options, just anything. I'm not saying you need to lean into it, but something that the Chiefs haven't seen a whole bunch of, if at all, that skews up the reactions a little bit. Screws up the reactions.
Yeah. This is in response to the previous segment where Pope Zaza exercised all of the demons of Texans playoff failures past versus the Chiefs, taking my 85-year-old mother to the doctor with Seth, quote, speaking in tongues in the background. She looked at me like she did when I was 12 years old listening to Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh,
that's high praise right there, man. You, Pope Zaza and Ozzy Osbourne.
I hope she's not. But then she might be like lobbying Al Gore, Tipper Gore, to put a warning label on me or something. It sounds like you might as well have been listening to the Jerky Boys.
I wore out the Jerky Boys tape back in the day, the cassette.
That made so many of us be such obnoxious little bastards.
Oh, yeah.
Does that use imitating Jerky Boy voices and everything?
Yep, yep. Sizzle chest, yes. Hey,
I was curious about that. I was worried about that. As I was doing the speaking in tongues, I was like, this probably isn't pleasant to listen to on the radio.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if the, what was the response on that?
We have two people texting that are like the classic, like people that didn't like something, where it's two people that are each sending like six texts.
Oh, okay.
And then the rest of it is a combination of people who thought it was funny, people who are kind of playing along with it and making jokes, adjacent jokes to it. And then this texter whose mom is probably scared out of her wits at 85 years old on her way to the doctor. That's how it breaks down. Yeah.
So mixed bag. We'll workshop some. We'll work on it a little bit we roll Pope Zaza out again.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I looked up, I had Gemini help me out with fighter pilots after they've had a long layoff. And it says one thing that can happen with time off from flying is reaction time is a perishable skill honed through consistent practice. Regular flight training in high-speed dynamic environments helps keep a pilot's reactions sharp. Extended breaks can lead to a decrease in this sharpness.
Mm-hmm. Take that, Mahomes.
It's the thing about football. Is that it's you can't practice at full speed. Right. So yeah, that game time, like getting the true reaction time on things, it's a perishable skill.
I love that.
Honed through consistent practice. That's, like my friend Gemini told me.
That is a good framing of it. I like that.
So I think like just like a fighter pilot needs to get back in the. Now a fighter pilot can do full speed stuff in a simulator. Yeah. Football players, it's a lot harder to do. So yeah. I think the rust factor is actual and real in this game.
I do too.
Maybe it only lasts a quarter or so, but I think it's real.
Couple series, man. Take advantage of it. Larry's in Stafford. No rust with this guy. What's going on, Larry?
Hey, Sean, it's Friday. Hey, Seth, I want to thank you for exercising those demons, man. Speak in tongues all you want, man. I enjoyed it, and I laughed my butt off, man, because anytime we can get the Pope to come on and try to give us some blessings for football, I'll take it. And, you know, I sit back and I listen and – all these boys talking a whole bunch of noise, man. The Nick Wrights of the world and the Harrison dudes, they all talking all this noise, man. But that's exactly where we want them, because I thought Rex Ryan was bad last week. But this here is a whole nother level. These boys on Get Up and all these other things saying that there is no chance in the world and they're going to walk 15 miles. And look. The Texans are going in there fully loaded with everything that they got that they need to go in there and beat Kansas City. And I know Kansas City is the king of the hill and everything, and Mahomes is playing elite quarterback and all that other stuff. But sometimes you got to go and slay the dragon, man. And I think the Texans defense is going to go in there and play as well as that we expect them to play. And I think the offensive line is going to do exactly what they've been doing, which is not letting our quarterback get hit as often as he has been getting hit. And, Seth, you said a mouthful. If Bobby Slowick can go in there and give the Chiefs something like some RPOs, or CJ can recognize that he can go and take off those easy yards and keep the chains moving, this game is going to be a lot better than the last one was when we went up there and we was up 24-0. I believe in my boys, and I can't wait to go send them boys off over there on Kirby today at noon, because you know what? Kansas City, here we come, dog, and I'll haul.
Yeah, I knew Larry would be over there at noon today seeing the team off. If you're wondering what he's talking about, you haven't either heard from the Texans or heard on the station this week. The Texans are hoping as many of you as possible come on off to the stadium today at noon. The team will be leaving on the buses. See them off to the airport and wish them luck as they head to Kansas City. It'll be on the west side of the stadium, the Kirby side of the stadium.
Yeah, take advantage of, hey, a team event in non-dehydrating weather. You know?
Yes.
You just go out there. You don't have to... Yeah.
All you got to do is hang out.
You don't have to pack like 18 liters of Gatorade to go to do something to support a team.
Amen. 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 All right, Larry, have fun over there today, man. Looking forward to a victorious phone call to the postgame show from you, my friend. All right, I gave my prediction earlier. I'll do it again. But Seth, the one people are waiting for, because Seth's been pretty spot on throughout the season here. Seth, prediction time is coming up next.